I like the vinyl crackle.
I like how it's kind of got that tremolo.
This is...
But it's not too, like... You know what I mean? It's not too side to side.
Yeah. This is Lonely Forest by Jacob.
Who's known to have really, really successful house tracks.
I like Freedom.
So I have high expectations for this track.
Nice use of the 808.
I like this. So far, it's pretty nice. Could use a little bass beefing though.
Jacob's a veteran. He's been a member since 2011, so you know what to expect.
It's good stuff. Love the rise.
I'm already hearing his signature sounds come in.
Right.
That was pretty. I like that.
Great mixing.
Nah, I do
would,
like.
I would like some more bass.
Honestly. Yes.
Nice harmonies. Those hi-hats are going crazy. I love that.
The hi-hats are amazing. The stereo is also pretty good. Could use a bit more side chaining on the kick, but.
You know, I'm gonna be honest. This is the first time I've ever heard someone use the tremolo effect in that type of way, because most people do it a lot faster, but I like the slow back and forth. It's kind of like a...
Yeah, it is pretty nice. It's kind of really on the like chilling kind of vibe.
It's weird because it's like you get that kind of similar effect with the fake E, but it's like instead of left and right, you know what I mean? It's kind of more up and down.
Yeah, it's just a four to the floor. Ooh. This is nice. That clap snare combo, though.
Yeah, I like to see a little bit of variation in the drum.
I do like that. I like these kind of stabs she's got going,
like the
too.
Toms. Great tones.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
It's cool.
I like the little noise she's got going on too. The white noise she's got in the background.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, a lot of tracks like this, I noticed a lot of...
There's the kick I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times they get too repetitive, but he has some nice variation, a lot of different parts of the song keep you interested though, the whole time.
Yeah, Jacob is really proving himself with the progressive house and electro house.
Well, I like the song design right here.
Yeah.
It's a great use with the simple. Or, you know, that's what I'm assuming it is.
They're in the end here.
I do like how this is sounding for an outro. Like the toms in there.
Yeah.
A little outro with a little crackling.
I do like this. This is really nice.
Yeah, so far the featured tracks have been really, really nice. Better than they usually are, in my opinion. Yeah. What was I going to say? Just like the last audio commentary, let's double check and make sure everyone knows who's on here on this one. Bass Frog, once again. No Tom, sadly.
Yeah, Tom Bollinger just kind of left. I'm Crack Deco, for those who don't know.
And I'm Zephyr.
Oh, first thoughts on this track.
All right. Not enough bass. Jacob, I every time I listen to a Jacob track, I'm used to hearing like that heavy bass he's usually gotten in the background.
But, yeah.
You know, I kind of feel like
some subs.
He could use a little bit more. Yeah. Other
Me
than that, though.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Me personally, this isn't much of a like a track issue. I just thought it was worth pointing out. I didn't get the picture or the title Lonely Forest. I felt like maybe it should have been called something different. I was expecting something way different with that picture and that title.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of see where you're coming from, like something like Chillith or maybe
Creepy. Yeah, it didn't feel like a lonely forest at all. If anything, I felt like there's a party in the forest, maybe, you know?
maybe yeah. Towards the end, Beast Rock.
Yeah, towards the end, kind of.
It was like a huge party.
Yeah, that was exaggerating a little bit, but you get what I mean. I thought I was thrown off a little bit by that, but I don't see it as like anything horrible.
No, I might have called it something like Ascension or something like that.
I guess, yeah.
I do like the track though. The overall mastering and production of the track is really nice.
Yeah, I like that he didn't. Once again, I stress this a lot because you'd be surprised how often I see this. You know, how much people overcompress their stuff.
Oh yeah.
He has nice dynamics on the track. He has a lot of different breakdown parts. He has a lot of different parts that, and it's easier said than done. Like, I gotta give credit where it's due, because a lot of people, when they have a long track like that, some parts be extra loud, some parts be extra quiet, some parts be, you know, I mean, the compression gets the best of them, and they don't really have a good balance in between the entire track. And he did a good job.
Yeah,
he did. I do agree. He was definitely one of the special ones. And I like how when he uses like his normal sounds, but yeah, he switches up like putting the tremolo on it. That was a really nice touch.
When he drops it down an octave.
Yes. Great job mentioning that that effect, the back and forth.
Oh yeah, great usage. Overall, definitely a great track. So
yeah. You should watch him if you download it.
Worth downloading.
Oh yeah, everybody should go follow Jacob, because he releases a lot of tracks like this, so.
Yep, and that's high quality stuff.
Alright.
Anything you guys want to say before we head out?
No. Just, you know, good track, good production.
Yep, good value, job, Jacob.
Good value, it's free.
Yeah.
Yep, see you guys next time.
Alright, bye.